Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so excited because at the end of my last episode with Jonathan Troen as my guest, called Jonathan Troen's Self-Love Revolution, which if you have not listened to it, I highly suggest you give it a listen. Jonathan is so full of enthusiasm and compassion and love. At the end of that episode, I said, I will see you on January 8th because I'm going to take a break and come back January 8th. I also mentioned at the end of that episode, you know, this is the perfect time to step into our power so that when 2022 rings in a few days, we are ready to hit the ground running. And just sitting here about 30 minutes ago on my bed, literally just sitting here thinking, I said to myself, I want to start my end of the year review and reflection process earlier than usual. I always do this. Well, for the past 5 years, I always do this the day before New Year's. So New Year's Eve, right? New Year's Eve, I sit down and I review the year. I write down my accomplishments, as we say in our staff meetings at work, my glows and my grows. And then I write down my goals for the new year. I'm going to start that process today because I want to take you on the journey with me. If we start this process now and we start to gain some clarity and build some confidence, when 2022 comes, we can really start on that high note, because we are clearer and we have a little bit more confidence, which we're going to continue to build into 2022 to make those goals to manifest those goals, right? To make them come true, to make the dreams come true. So, first step in gaining the clarity, I feel, is to know what your top five values are. I have a link in the show notes to an article I posted on my blog called How to Know Your Top Five Values or something like that. And I think this is important because when you know what your top five values are, in that process of discovering what they are, you learn so much about yourself and it becomes quite clear to you what's important and what's not important to you. And then you use those values as guideposts for every decision that you make in your life, and making decisions becomes so much easier and less stressful. You stop vacillating between this, that, and the other because you ask yourself, which decision aligns with my values? If it doesn't align with your values, you toss it aside and don't give it any further consideration. I want to give you a little bit more background on this idea of values, because since if you've been listening to the podcast, you know I teach high school English, and on my school site, since the kids have come back to the classroom full time after being at home for like over a year, there have been all kinds of issues on campus with behavioral issues, emotional issues, social issues, all kinds of like these weird social media challenges of like craziness, taking school property and destroying it and posting it on Instagram, and then these taking secret pictures of your friends or other kids and posting them on Instagram. And it was just like all this weirdness. And administration's kind of scratching their heads like, what is happening? Teachers are scratching their heads. There's not much learning going on. Kids are distracted. Everything kind of seems like it's at a stupor because of all the craziness, right? And what do we do about it? And I kind of thought the answer was so obvious because I'm thinking, well, what's happening is this, and things are not normal. I mean, hello, we have a new COVID variant again. But since COVID, we've had all kinds of death in some of these kids' families. Because remember, each kid, each student in a classroom has a family with its own set of issues. So we've had illness in families. We've had death. We've had loss of finances. We've had relationships disintegrate. We've had people having to move, evictions, all kinds of things. And when you are sitting in a classroom, it doesn't even matter if you're an adult or a child, but if you're sitting in a classroom and the teacher is teaching something that you don't even care about in the first place, and you have all of these emotions running through your body and all these thoughts about this, that, and the other running through your head, you are not primed for learning. You're not primed for learning. You're distracted by the emotional distress. You're distracted by the physical distress that the emotions are causing through your body. So what the teacher is saying is going in one ear and out of the other. So how do we work with that? Well, I said, I'm going to bring mindfulness into my classroom, which is what I did. And we started with breathing exercises. And then we did some EFT, some emotional freedom tapping to help calm the nervous system. And then the next thing we did was, okay, let's get clear on what your values are. Let's learn about yourselves and start making some wiser choices here. So that's why we're going to start off with values. And we're going to take it step by step. I'm not going to give you all the steps in one episode because I'm going to keep these episodes down to 10 minutes. I'm going to post almost daily up until New Year's. Probably not on Christmas, though. Probably not Christmas Eve either, but we'll see. I'm just kind of going with the flow here, so just roll with me. And by the end of this exercise, you will have identified your top five values and you have learned more about yourself and you will feel a lot more clearer on who you are and what's important to you and what's not important to you, okay? So the first step is to answer a series of questions. And the first question you're going to answer, we're going to do two questions today. Question number one is, who do you admire and why? I strongly suggest that you write down these responses. There's something so powerful about putting pen to paper, okay? Don't just do it in your head, but go home and write down the responses. Who do you admire and why? For me, that would be my parents, because even though they're divorced, they divorced when I was a kid, but each of them have had lifelong relationships and friendships since they were little kids, friends since they were in elementary school or high school. And I, even as a kid, I would look at them with their friends and think, that's so cool that you've known each other all these years. And the bond that I witnessed, the bonds between them and their friends, it was just so heartwarming and something very comforting about knowing that you can maintain these relationships for years and years and years and kind of just grow old with someone. So that's one thing. Now, if you're saying to yourself, I don't really have anyone in my personal life that I admire, okay, well, then you think of celebrities, think of musicians, movie stars, whatever, artists, politicians. If I were to go that route, definitely Oprah Winfrey, because in the latter part of her career, I really admired how she was able to link spiritual issues with every other issue in your life, spiritual with the financial, spiritual with the relationships, spiritual with the with food, I mean, everything. She was able to take a holistic view of life, and I admired that about her, okay? Second question is, what achievement are you most proud of, okay? And you want to answer these questions, be as specific as possible. So I think for myself, so far, I think the biggest achievement I am most proud of is when I purchased my home. And I think that was very important to me because as a kid, my parents, when I was 4 years old, they owned a home, but they lost it. And it was very recently, as a matter of fact, my mother just purchased a home a few months ago. And my father last year purchased a home. That was the first time since they lost their home back in the early 80s. So that just felt like when I bought my house, it felt redeeming. Like I was not only making myself proud, but my family proud. So it's your turn. What are you most proud of? Who do you admire and why? And write down your responses. I think I'm going to create a space where we could share our responses too. Wouldn't that be lovely? Okay. I will see you tomorrow and we'll have the next set of questions to identify our top five values, gaining clarity and building confidence for the year 2022. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm super excited. I know I'm talking super fast. I'm sorry. But I'm also trying to keep it down to 10 minutes and I just went a few seconds over. That's okay. I will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.